afternoon. Welcome back. 5:06 on this Friday afternoon, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Jeffrey Cooner. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, listen, I was reading your column today, United States of France. This is fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
You have a much better handle on politics in France than I do. So I'm going to let you just unwind here this afternoon. Tell us why Sarkozy is in so much trouble.
Andy, actually, I've been to France several times. I speak French, not as good as my wife, but I speak French because both my wife and I were born in Montreal, Canada. So we learned English and French in school.
Uh-huh.
And the French election campaign is absolutely fascinating. There was the first round of the elections on Sunday, and President Nicolas Sarkozy finished second to the Socialist Party candidate, François Hollande.
Mm-hmm.
Sarkozy is now in deep trouble. There is a runoff on May 6th. Every poll shows not only is he going to lose, but he's going to lose 60-40. He's going to lose big. And the reason why is this. He committed the cardinal sin in politics, which I believe Obama has as well. He overpromised and underdelivered. He ran on a platform of law and order. He ran on a platform of rewarding work, of cutting taxes, of economic reform. He ran on a platform, furthermore, of restoring France's national identity. He failed on every count. The economy now is in free fall. The French now have a 90% debt-to-GDP ratio, which is pretty much where we are. Most economists say when you get to 90-100%, it is a fundamental tipping point where you owe so much money that you will not be able to even make the interest payments on your debt. It will eventually lead to bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
The French banks are now printing money. The European Central Bank is now printing money. They are printing euros to try to pay down this debt. It is not working. You have permanent high unemployment. And the bigger issue is this, Andy. The French have tried an experiment, as most European countries and as we've done for the past two decades, of militant radical multiculturalism, where every culture is equal, where we don't control our borders, where we just allow basically anybody to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing is the Balkanization of France. And in particular, a lot of immigration into France, and I've seen this firsthand, is from North Africa and the Middle East. They have 5 to 6 million Muslims. Many of them are angry. They've been radicalized. They are seething with rage. The mosques in France, when you think France, everybody thinks, oh, secularism. They really don't like religion out of the public square. Yes, if you're a Catholic or if you're a Christian or if you're a Protestant or if you're a Jew. But in these Islamic mosques, it is overflowing. I have seen with my own eyes where there is so much congestion caused by these overflowing mosques that literally they are backing out down the steps into the streets where traffic has to be stopped because they're pulling out their mats and they're praying. This is happening outside the suburbs in Paris. This is happening in town after town. And there is now a 10 to 15% very militant, radicalized element within the French Muslim community, which has now decided to declare essentially an intifada. There have been common riots, frequent riots. There are car bombings. Crime is exploding. You now have imams openly talking about jihad, rejecting French culture, rejecting the French language, rejecting the French civilization. And so you saw that in Toulouse several weeks ago, where a radicalized French Muslim took four Jews from a school, including an eight-year-old girl, put a gun to their head and shot them. Also killed three soldiers previously.
Hmm.
When he was captured, eventually and killed, they found out he was a member of Al-Qaeda. He had been to Afghanistan. He had been to Pakistan. And he has broad support among strong elements of the Muslim community in France. And so the French electorate has now said, if you can't protect law and order, if you can't protect our borders, if you can't reverse our economic decline, well, you know what? If you're just going to bow to the EU and to Brussels, we might as well get the real thing. And so the French have now gone to the hard left. They have buried their heads collectively in the sands, and I believe it's going to destroy France.
Mm.
Essentially, what France is going to decide on May 6th is a decision that we have in November. And I believe the French have now chosen socialism. They have chosen economic decline, and I believe they have chosen the end of the French nation as we know it.
Now, Jeff, tell me about the candidate that finished in third. That was Le Pen. Was it Marine Le Pen?
Yeah, Marine Le Pen. It's a stunning development. Her father was Jean-Marie Le Pen, who I am no fan of. Marine Le Pen was somebody who fought in the Algerian wars. He is a radical right-winger, basically a neo-fascist. He has made crazy comments about gas chambers, about the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically an anti-Semite. His daughter, however, is a very different political animal. She is a populist conservative. She has purged the National Front of the fascists, of the anti-Semites, of the sort of neo-Nazi element. And what she is now hammering on is rejecting the EU, rejecting the euro, rejecting the eurozone, rejecting the bailouts of Greece. And the big issue is she says it is time to crack down on the border, secure the border, cut immigration, cut illegal immigration, and really stand up to radical Muslim militants within France. Her popularity has skyrocketed. She came in at 18%.
Mm-hmm.
I think you take away the stigma of her father and the stigma of the name of her party, the National Front. I think Marine Le Pen, had she been in Sarkozy's party, the UMP, which is sort of our version of the Republican Party, I think she'd win. I think she has a winning platform. She is a nationalist. She is a populist. She is a conservative. And she potentially could be France's savior.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because in the past week I've seen a lot of comparisons made. I mean, you've just basically said the same thing. You know, we're looking at a mirror image of what could be us, you know. And so there's a lot of concern. You're looking at, what's happened to Sarkozy. And now if we follow down the same path, I'm hoping, like you, that in November the change is made.
I mean, Andy, the reason why I wrote this column is because what I always taught my students at university is, many people don't know this, we never would have won the War of 1776 had it not been for French aid and French arms and French assistance.
Mm-hmm.
The French helped create the American nation. We were there with France in World War I. We saved their bacon in World War II. In many ways, we are two exceptional nations. The French had their revolution in 1789. We've had ours in 1776. Our destinies have been intertwined. And I believe as goes France, goes Europe, and eventually as goes Europe, goes America. We are the two twin pillars of Western civilization. And so when you look at the decline and fall of France, you are staring at a potential mirror image of us. And I look at many of the problems that France faces: skyrocketing crippling debt, high unemployment, credit rating downgrade, loss of national identity, the loss of the control of our borders, unlimited immigration combined with this insane notion of multiculturalism. Many of the problems that they face are the problems that we face. And the question before us is, are we going to address these crises? Are we going to address these problems? Or are we going to choose the way of the French? Are we just going to bury our heads in the sand and say, you know what, we want la dolce vita. We want the good life for another 5-10 years, living off money that we don't have, living beyond our means, and eventually there will be a reckoning. And my advice, and what I'm urging the American people desperately, it's my mission this year, this summer, and this fall, is to not go the way of Greece, to not go the way of Spain, to not go the way of France. I believe Europe is dead. I honestly believe, Andy, fundamentally, in the larger scheme of things, that they never truly recovered from World War I and World War II.
Mm.
They have lost their civilizational self-confidence.
Yeah.
We are the beacon of the West and the beacon of the world. If we fall, there's nothing left.
Yep. All right, my friend, have a good weekend in spite of it all.
Yeah, God bless you, Andy.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times, 515, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.